excitement from the recording studios of the Funny Book Dungeon, where the comic book haters call home.
Okay, we are the comic book haters. My name is DJ Sloofus.
I'm just Schooly J.
And Umbrella Man.
Umbrella Man into his house. Today we're going to take a look at one of the most eagerly anticipated comics of the last few years. The Acme Novelty Library number 16 by...
it's supposed to look like a school book.
It's like a school book by... industry darling Christopher Ware.
Wait, I don't see your name on the inside. Did you steal this?
I didn't write it in yet. So this, of course, you guys are very familiar with Chris Ware.
No, I am.
You know who he is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, you've read some of his stuff before?
Mainly from you, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Well, this this new storyline, which has kind of been appearing here and there before. Well, that's only that one page.
Okay.
Tells the story of Rusty Brown, a young nerd. Basically.
Is this based on you?
Not based on me. And even though I fully admit I'm a nerd, I didn't really relate to too much of this kid's life. I mean, he's pretty fucking weird, even for me. But he goes to a new school with his sister. And they, you know, I think somebody died on it. I read it like a month or so ago.
Somebody died.
It's a pretty good, you know, Chris Ware sometimes disappoints, but this time he didn't. Pretty good. Thoughts, fellas? What do you think? Let's start with the artwork. It's got a very...
I always like artwork like this. I mean, I know it's...
I'm a big fan of the artwork.
Yeah, I do like that.
He's, you know...
Kind of retro-ish.
He's got a really great style. Cool, good use of color. You know, he's... you know, these are always meticulously done. He's got a lot going on. There's a lot to read.
There might be too much, I think.
But it's just... compared to other comics, he's got a very original, designy way of laying things out.
And
especially that's a big part of it.
The story across the top. Yeah, a little nudity.
Nudity.
Now, school, you'll appreciate this. Rusty is kind
more
of
more than
like,
a little nudity.
Rusty is like sexually somehow connected to his Supergirl toy, and he like
that's fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy. Like,
plus he's like, what is he like, 11?
Well, I don't. I guess he's.
You know what? We
now.
Need to determine how old this child is because
it's kind of a flashback. This is when he's.
No, that's his dad. Actually.
Oh, his dad. Okay.
Is he a teacher at the school? Because it looks like he's in the faculty lounge.
Yeah, he is.
Wow, what's going on there, though?
Oh yeah, he. That's just like kind of a.
Is he cheating
possible,
on his wife?
No, he's going through a possible scenario in his head. Like, you know, this guy's very depressed. If you can't tell. No, so he's basically imagining going, driving far away.
Oh, getting
to
a hooker,
inn,
going to Holiday Inn.
Yeah, just picking up with a waitress, shagging her, and then he kills himself, you know? And then,
nice.
Yeah,
that's
boom.
That's great. I need that as an instant messenger icon.
That going back and forth.
Just that one.
I want that one.
The guy having sex. So that's Rusty's dad, you know? Or is that... Yeah. And, like, down below, these little panels, which make up, like, the bottom inch of the page, that's telling, like, a separate story of his buddy Chalky White.
I don't like that.
I think
it's
kind of cool.
It's really... Because sometimes it'll overflow.
Yeah, see, that's too
a little too artsy for you?
Yeah, come on.
Should we go get some wine, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Up. Okay, so anyway, Rusty brings this Supergirl with him, right? And he's always fantasizing about her. It's really... And
she has absolutely no pubic hair.
No, she's
she
a
naked?
Doll. Because he's fantasizing about it. That's him, her in his head. But something kind of funny happens later on. He brings her there and he hides her in her desk. I don't know where it is.
Naked or clothed?
No, she's clothed, but the teacher makes Rusty get up and move seats.
Oh, and he's...
And he's got Supergirl in his desk, so he knows he's going to be fucking humiliated.
Oh, I see.
So he won't move, and I can't remember how he gets out of that little pickle. But he does. So, you know, but, you know, Chris Ware, his last one, I think, kind of dipped a little, that last issue he put out, but...
This is like $15 or something.
Well, I mean, the last one I can remember was a joke book, actually.
I love the whole design aspect of it.
Yeah, but it's too much, man. And also, the size of the book is terrible for the kind of artwork that it is.
You mean the format?
The size of the book.
The small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Look, if you want to read this, you have to turn the other part on the side.
Well, that's a separate story. You're right, you do. But at the end, he has this thing of building stories, he calls them, and these are just like tales done in pictures. That, I mean, well, Schooly, I know you're going to hate this shit, but that he does some amazing fucking stuff with these layouts and whatnot.
I can't amazing. Speak to the...
It's a bunch of little boxes!
Nah. I mean,
no.
Isn't life a bunch of little boxes?
No.
Hell yeah, well, lucky night.
If you know what I mean, gents.
No. Yeah, like there's anybody else listening.
Yeah, you got me there. Damn you, Schooly, and your wit.
The comic book haters now play, they're now on the closed circuit in several gentlemen's clubs.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. It's good. So, fellas, thoughts on Acme Novelty Library?
Well, and, better than a fucking Flash.
And since I'm always prone to doing this, I did. I never met Chris Ware, but I did see him in a bar in Chicago.
See him? How do you know?
Because it was at the cocktails reunion show.
What, did he have like a hat on that had his name?
No, he's
on
got an enormously deformed
like
head.
Instead of a spider sense, he's got like comic nerd sense. He's you can tell when there's a comic writer.
I think it's creepy that you know what he looked like so you can recognize him.
Well, I saw pictures of him, It wasn't unheard of to see him at this particular concert.
Let me ask you this. If you had met him and you didn't have a Chris Ware comic on hand, would you had him sign a comic
like
that
issue
somebody
of hate?
That somebody else did, that somebody else wrote? Would you, as you've done in the past?
It would have crossed his mind.
I only pulled that on Al Williamson because he's old and senile. I thought he wouldn't remember. Chris Ware, you know, he still got his wits about him.
So yeah.
He only looks old and senile.
Yeah, and now he'll never be able to get his autograph because you made fun of his giant head.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's going to hear this.
He might be a fan.
Yeah. Final thoughts on Acme Novelty Library, or initial thoughts. I'll take either one.
Well, I haven't read this particular storyline, but I have to say, always interested in what Chris Ware is doing. Great artwork. Different. There's really nobody else like him in terms of look and feel, and... he's unique.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
What are you giving it?
I'd give it an 8.
Okay. Holy shit.
Oh, and, I didn't read it, so,
Yeah, fair
could
enough.
Could be higher, but based on what we got,
Schooly, yourself?
I don't know, man. It's hard to give something a number that you didn't even... I barely looked through this. What am I supposed to say? It's just kind of...
You really should start preparing for these.
I know. Earman. That just took it down a notch. Whatever
Ear
number
man.
I was going to give it, I'm taking it down one.
It's what the kid's drawing.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Well, he's got a naked supergirl.
I will say this. Chris Ware is not really straying too far from his main theme of just alienated individuals, which is everything he does.
And therefore, Schooly, you should relate to this.
Yeah, you would think, but...
In fact, you know what? I think I might... I've never written a letter to a comic book artist, or a comic book writer.
Well,
but I think this might. I might. I have a friend. Let's call him Schooly, Mr. Ware.
Let's call him Schooly F.
Schooly F. H. And he doesn't like comic books. And there's a lot I think I could tell you about him that would be great for your next book.
Believe me. I'm sure this dude has plenty of fodder for lonely and isolated characters. But I don't know. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was just kind of, I don't know.
Too much for you?
Yeah, it's just
a little too artsy.
60,
for you.
No, it's not even too artsy. It's just that it's $16 for this
whole motherfucker.
Thing.
Maybe you didn't pay a dime for it. Why don't you just judge it on its artistic merits and
maybe
not its commercial
value? Maybe if you had a glass of wine in your hand, you'd appreciate it more.
There's a chance of that.
Oh, man.
Wow, I think we know who's gonna get the F here. I don't know. I mean, I guess I couldn't say it was like terrible. Here's a limitation of our rating system I meant to bring up.
Okay. Oh, no. You mean there's a flaw in the system?
There is. Listen, what exactly constitutes,
a perfect 10?
Or anything. Like, what really is a 5? Does 5 mean neutral?
Schooly.
You see what I'm saying?
You really think... How many episodes are we into this
ridiculousness?
Who
and now you're questioning.
I know, but my rating is based on that. So, like, I don't know what I can rate this.
Okay, number 10 is a really good comic. Number 0 is a shitty comic.
Number 0? Zero is technically not a number.
Number 10's like, your all-time favorite.
No, don't. Okay. I thought you were going to give him a specific example.
No, I was going to say, like, his all-time favorite Moon Knight comic.
Moon Knight.
Or G.I. Joe comic. Or
yeah, it's whatever is a classic to
whatever
you,
whatever is your... 10,
gave something to 10 before. I mean,
I don't think I gave anything to 10.
You did, man.
Maybe
you gave
a 9.
Something to 10.
What did we give a 10?
I can't remember. If you remember, please email us.
Yeah, email us. I don't think I have.
You gave something to 10. Right out the gate.
Oh,
10.
I know it was. Your mama. Yeah!
Oh, I think I was getting the F you on this episode.
You know what? I gave your mama A black fucking eye. Yeah, that's right.
You mean another one? Because I already gave her one this morning.
Yeah, that's right. No, this was a couple weeks ago when I did.
Okay, let's just say a 5 then.
And I'm going to give it a...
Since it really doesn't matter.
I'm going to give it a 8.5-9. It was pretty good. I mean, I really enjoyed it when I read it a little while. I read it a couple weeks ago, but I really liked it.
We can give halves?
Sure, yeah.
4.5.
No, you can't. You have to give the half before you already give a whole number.
Well, can I detract my other one? How about if I minus 0.5 from it?
Okay, but then you also get a plus 0.5 penalty.
Too late.
So it kind of balances out. Never
mind. No.
You can minus 0.1.
No.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, any final FUs?
I got nothing on this one.
Yeah, me neither.
No? Okay.
How about you?
No, he took the high road. Look, he's taking the high... Because now that he's all wind up, he's...
But you didn't give me a chance to give my FUs. I was just about to say F to both you motherfuckers.
Me!
I don't quite remember exactly why, but I knew you guys were jamming me up about something. Yeah, you must have said something.
I didn't. It
Fuck
was him.
Both you. All right. We'll wind be right out. Back.
Well, hello. You're listening to the Comic Book Haters. They hate comics. Does that necessarily mean that we should too? How powerful is their influence? How overarching? Menacing? Tune in. The Comic Book Haters. This message submitted by Groove.
Alrighty. It's time to join your internet buddies, the Comic Book Haters. Got that for you.
There you go.
Got a beer for you. For another exciting round of reviews, or review. We're going to review something right now. Are you fellas up to it?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Fellas, what's the number one thing you look for in a superhero comic?
Big titties.
I knew you were going to say that.
But that's the way I feel about everything in life.
He asked.
I mean, that's like saying, I want it to be on paper. You know?
Well, okay. But you asked.
Okay. Umbrella Man, what do you look for?
Good artwork and maybe a story that's not super cliched.
Okay. Now,
something with a bit of a twist.
I was hoping you guys would say Hulk guest star appearance. That's what I was kind of baiting you into, but you obviously
couldn't
see
it.
While
we're on the topic of the Hulk, Superman could just pick the Hulk up and fly him into space and he died.
Okay.
So, Superman wins.
Wait a minute, hold on a second, hold on. Let's revisit this. There's no proof that the Hulk would die in space.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah!
But if Superman just pushed him in the direction of the sun and he just kept going...
Eventually, in a million years, but we don't have proof of that either.
That's true.
He can't breathe in space.
Okay.
Wasn't he in space? Wasn't he shot into space just recently
He had an air thing on, remember?
He can hold his breath for a very long time.
He can. Okay, let's not stray from the topic here. Today we're going to take a look at Marvel Comics.
It's like Cap is here, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. The Sentry miniseries.
Ouch.
I didn't mean that. I just meant, like, if we were to stray like that, it would be...
Oh, okay, my bad.
No, I know how you meant it, and I'm staying out of this one. It's between you two.
It's
a little hurtful.
Okay, so The Sentry was a miniseries by Paul Jenkins. You got familiar with any of his work?
No. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he did Origin and all that shit.
But, like, the Hulk is sneaking up.
Hulk hugs.
The Hulk sneak up on anybody?
He's the fucking Hulk. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, I guess he's kind of like a wild animal almost, so he probably could sneak through.
Well, The Sentry was, a very shitty... miniseries before, in which it was painfully obvious. Now, you were talking about old movies before, like Gaslight, and you had said it was obvious from the beginning what the twist was.
Yeah.
Well, when I read the first Century collection, okay, fellas, I read it last summer. The artist that drew it is a good artist, Jay Lee, the guy that's doing that upcoming Stephen King one.
I thought you didn't like him.
Jay Lee? Jim Lee. I'm not a big fan. But anyway, I sat on the beach and watched and read it in the fucking summertime.
Wait, you sat on the beach reading a funny book?
Sure,
can I ask you this? Did any big, like, muscle-bound guys come up and kick sand in your face?
You know, they should have, actually.
Because I would have, if I were muscle-bound.
Even if I wasn't, shit.
In all fairness, that happens whether I have a funny book or not, all right?
And rightfully so.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That's weird.
So I read the original miniseries on the beach in the summer, just chilling, and I still hated it. So that tells you how bad it sucked.
I couldn't even tell you what my reaction... I don't know what my reaction would be if I saw a guy on the beach reading a comic book.
It was a collection. It was a, you know, a trade
paperback. That would
make
it even worse, I think.
I want to get a suntan and catch up on what the Hulk's doing.
Like, what the fuck are you doing out of your basement?
Dude, I don't know, man. The Hulk looks a little too handsome there.
He looks a little retarded,
you know, like,
right there.
Yeah, there, but I mean...
Wow. That says more about you than it does the Hulk. I hope you realize this.
Well, but I mean... Like,
he's
you,
the handsome Hulk.
You just said the Hulk looks too handsome.
What? For the Hulk? I mean, look. I mean, he's not handsome by any stretch of the imagination.
I see
but
a hideous beast there. I don't know what you
why
see.
Why is Danny Boy up here?
It goes through... Well,
they're
the
always busting on the Irish, aren't they?
Yeah, see that? Fuck them.
As I was starting to say, the basic premise, which was obvious from day one, is... The century's evil arch villain, I think it's called the Void, is really the fucking Sentry. You know, and it was painfully obvious from the first issue of the old Limited
series. How
could
that possibly be?
He's schizophrenic.
Yep.
It's stupid. It was horrible.
Why is he called the Sentry? He guards something?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's he guarding?
He better guard this fucking writer, because if I ever find him, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. No, but in all fairness...
What the fuck is going on in this comic?
They
it's
go
very
into
difficult to follow.
They go into somewhere else, but this
go
was
going to somewhere else.
Who the hell's that?
I forget that fucker's name.
Looks like somebody that like lives on
Apocalypse. Yeah, yeah, he looks okay. But as I was saying, this is I don't remember what I was saying.
I said that guy looks like he's from
Apocalypse. He does. Yeah, he does. But this second miniseries, I couldn't believe it, but I decided to pick it up even though I hated the first one.
What is
it,
Leprechaun 5?
Yeah, and then look at this guy, looks like a real fruitcake over here.
He looks like Hulk Hogan with goggles.
I think they're in an alternate dimension. I read this one a while ago, too.
He looks like some sort of demented Norman Schwarzkopf from Desert Storm 1.
Maybe it really is him. Have you seen him lately?
No, it's true, I haven't.
He can't be looking too good. So yeah, I believe this is the Void, the thing that is part of his subconscious, but still... You know, it's like he's crazy.
Subconscious, the Hulk, or
the Sentry?
So how is the Hulk seeing him at the same time that this crazy motherfucker's seeing him?
I don't remember. Maybe it's not part of him. But I mean, even if it is part of his subconscious, he's so powerful that he actually creates this thing. You know what I mean? It's like a manifestation of his evil side.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm hating this.
You hate it?
For once, I'm taking the Schoolie G tack. I don't like the artwork. I think the story sucks. There's some fucking little fucking shitty leprechaun dude. Now there's a what the fuck is this? It's like a
there
floating.
Was a he was in the beginning that dog.
I think
that's
he has a sidekick dog.
Pig dog. What the hell is it?
You know what this is like? This is like one of those comic books that you get for free in a
that teaches you about electricity.
No, even worse than that. Like when in your box of cereal, it's in plastic. You know.
Yeah.
And now the Fantastic Four is showing up.
Yeah. Like what?
What the thing's wearing shorts?
Yeah, well, it's summertime.
What's his dong showing or something? Like, what?
What are they, jams?
Yeah, they're board shorts.
They're probably made of unstable molecules.
Unstable molecule. Everything's an unstable molecule.
Well, there's a lot of instability in the comic book world, that's for sure.
I give this comic the finger.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Worse than Lazarus Jones?
Lazarus Jones. What was that? Did we review that?
No, wasn't that,
You mean Nat Turner.
Oh, I don't mean that. Never mind.
Let's not get started on that again.
I
want to
go back into
that. Okay, so Century number 3, Schoolie, it clearly delineated panels.
That's
okay?
True. But I'm going with
crisp,
Umbrella Man.
Old school
I know.
Style.
I'm going
artwork.
With Umbrella Man. The artwork, I don't like it at all.
John Romita Jr.
Hulk doesn't look angry enough.
No.
He's kind of friendly.
But
he is
friendly. This is the only dude who's friends with
look,
the Hulk.
The Handsome Hulk panel. Which will from now on be called Handsome Hulk.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, he's smiling.
I know, no, I do know what he means. I do. I
don't find him attractive. But
he's saying,
Umbrella Man is into green dudes, okay?
Yeah.
No, but I can see that. It's kind of stupid. Like, Hulk, that isn't Hulk. Hulk is an angry, mean, creature. He's not a smiley guy with, like, a Vitalis haircut with the...
Yeah, he looks almost a little too Model GQ there.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
it's
he should be wearing
stupid.
A suit and drinking Cosmos.
Exactly.
Okay, fellas, you're missing one of the underlying subtexts.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk...
Is gay with the Sentry.
No, it's not a gay thing.
I thought it was.
I mean,
he's got his arm around him.
If he was standing next to She-Hulk, I could get it. Maybe
he's like,
I got a doll up tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I got a heavy date.
That's his cousin, dude.
I can score.
She-Hulk
and Hulk. He doesn't care.
Exactly. She-Hulk and Estrus, me score tonight. But no, look, he's got his arm around this dude right here.
Yeah, that's a little,
something weird. Have you ever seen Hulk's arm around somebody unless he was crushing their neck? or their head. No, man.
Yeah.
There's something a little funny.
Fucking sucks,
there's something
dude.
A little funny going
Don't
on here.
Don't even try to defend Slufus.
Listen, I'm not going to defend it. I hated the first Century series. I don't hate this. I do like this art. I like John. I mean, this is not John Romita Jr.'s best art. I'll give you that. You fellas are probably comparing this to his earlier work.
Yeah. I rolled my eyes in case that anybody on podcast land couldn't
see
that.
So, are you both giving it zeros?
I'm not giving it a zero. I'm giving
I told you. I told you my scores.
Oh,
I gave it
the finger.
One.
Yeah. The finger is a one.
The finger is a one.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it a one just because what a Hulk is in it.
Yeah, there
it's
is
got
a Hulk.
It's a two.
It's a two.
Wow.
I'm going to give
this
it
is
a...
unprecedented.
What's the Hulk?
I
feel bad giving the Hulk a one.
I am giving it a four.
Holy
okay.
Shit.
Which is probably higher than it deserves.
And it's still less than half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
see, this
cool.
is why we need a delineated...
Good. We have it, man. We've got it.
No, I think
this is unprecedented. This is the first time I've ever probably scored something lower than... Schooly.
That's
true.
Possible.
So, I'm going to beat you guys to the punch. I'm giving FU to Handsome Hulk.
Handsome Hulk.
Yeah. Okay.
This guy with the bad haircut, too. Century?
Yeah.
Yeah, him too.
Maybe we should fix Handsome Hulk up with Gay Hulk. Remember Gay Hulk?
Oh, Gay Hulk. Well, Gay Hulk's still fictional right now. He's
Pink
still
Hulk,
a thought. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't worked.
No.
Pink Hulk.
We need to work on Pink Hulk.
Have you approached Marvel yet about the possibility of a Gay Hulk series?
No. What's like a Quesada? Is that a guy?
Yeah, wow. I'm impressed.
I saw a comic strip about him. And
okay. That's even nerdier.
Yeah, I know. It was on Comic Geek Speak.
Man, you are
listen.
You're doing your homework.
Know your enemy. Always know your enemy.
They're not enemies.
They are enemies.
No,
they are enemies. Listen, after what happened, they're enemies.
Nothing happened.
It happened. This is another episode entirely.
Okay.
But F the Sentry and F Handsome Hulk.
F Matt S. How's that?
I'm not gonna argue with you. All right.
See you next time. Keep loving everybody.